In the headlines, Bruce Lee Almighty is the 2024 winner of the Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch competition in association with the NCF. The Barbados Workers Union says they are working to resolve severance pay issues for former West Coast hotel workers. Some band leaders raise concern that private jumps are causing a decline in the number of revelers for a four-day morning jam. Tent managers say artists ready for tonight's Piccadilly Crop finals. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.
Yes, we had Tiamina, the starter pack, versus Bruce Lee Almighty and Noise Boys with Tomorrow. Y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. So, with 74.62% of the vote, we gotta say a big, big, big congrats to this man right here, Bruce Lee Almighty.
Bruce Lee Almighty and Noise Boys, this year's Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch in association with the National Cultural Foundation. He defeated Teon Hernandez, starter pack, with 74.62% of the vote. Speaking to Starcom Network News following the announcement, a short while ago, the 2024 People's Monarch, Bruce Lee Almighty, told Starcom Network News he is elated to have won. He thanked everyone who voted.
It's a great feeling, boy. I mean, like, words cannot express how I feel right now. I shed a little tear, but you know, these big men don't quite, but that was the moment just now there. Plus two, Tiana is somebody that I grew up with in Caron Village, so it was like, me the best person win. But I came up victorious, and I thank everybody for the love and the support. But then a lot of hard work, obviously, when I was out yesterday, cruising, singing, whatever. Every time I was in the crowd, everybody was like, vote for Bruce, vote for Bruce, vote for Bruce. Every band was going, vote for Bruce. So I felt like that was the pressure, and I have to big up Kiaris for sure, because Kiaris never left me out.
2024 Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch, Bruce Lee Almighty. Remember, the Flow Starcom Network People's Monarch in association with the National Cultural Foundation. Some band leaders are concerned that private jumps are reducing the number of revelers on the road for the NCF's four-day morning jam, which they say is having an impact on sales. Contact band leader Anthony Lane tells Starcom Network News the four-day morning jam is suffering from the private jumps.
It's affecting the turnout for 4 Day. I don't think that is right. This is our national festival, and 4 Day is a national event for Cropover, and I just don't think that is right. We are seeing a massive downturn. You know, bands that usually will have over 1,000 people don't, you know, so it sends a picture. I think it's something that needs to be looked into, because the national festival event, which is 4 Day, is suffering terribly. I made a conscious decision that if you're going to do a 4 Day jump, it cannot be private, because I support Cropover and I support the NCF. So therefore, if I'm doing it, it has to be under the auspices of the NCF. But I don't agree with all of these private jumps around this time.
Contact band leader Anthony Lane. Meantime, director of Colors Entertainment, Brian Worrell, also noted a number of bands are suffering from low sales due to the private jumps. Over 10,000 people spread across 29 bands are expected to participate in tomorrow morning's official four-day morning jam. Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard, says that everything is set for the event.
We have 29 registered bands that are a part of the Koyman four-day morning jam, slated for 1 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday morning, moving off from Three Points, Queen's Park, Bay Street, and BIDC. We expect the usual thousands, just over 10,000 or so, on the street. All systems are go. Security is in place. Vendors are in place. Look out for the vendors. Please patronize the vendors. Vendors are going to be along Traverse Way, running right down to the Mighty Grinder Highway. Come out and watch the 4-day morning bands. Be a part of what's going on.
Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard. Calypso tent managers say their Calypsonians are excited and ready to take to the stage ahead of tonight's Picketty Crop Finals. Manager of the All-Stars Calypso tent, Eleanor Rice, who has 9 out of the 18 finalists in the finals, being hosted at National Botanical Gardens, says her Calypsonians are prepared and ready for the challenge.
We are ready. We are going in with 9 strong, and I am hoping for the best for everyone, not only your own Calypsonians, but for the show. You want the show to be a success. In terms of our Calypsonians, everyone has done fairly well with their presentations, and we are hoping that tonight everyone is in fine voice, fine memory, and we are going to see how best we can bring it home. So we are ready for the challenge.
Manager of the All-Stars Calypso Tent, Eleanor Rice. Meantime, manager of the House of Soca Calypso Tent, Sharon Karu-White, says she is ecstatic and confident that her artists will perform well.
We have 3 competitors in the, as they were saying, the thoroughbred race. We are ecstatic. We're going to start, obviously, with Mr. DJ. He's the 7-time blind Calypsonian. But as he said, he's not going to have to look for the judges. They're going to have to look for him. Followed by Saruel. He has a strong message to bring, and he will bring it tonight. And Billboard is our 3rd person in the race, and I know his message is going to be well received. Most people know him as a message man, a message of God, but it's also a message to our society. We've done our rehearsals, we've done our preparation, our technical teams are all ready, and we can only put it in God's hands.
Manager of the House of Soca Calypso Tent, Sharon Karu-White. However, NCF's corporate communications specialist, Tony Yard, noted stage is set for tonight's finals. She says there are some surprises in store for those attending.
So we are going to have the usual Calypso battle in Waterford, that iconic location. The Botanical Gardens, of course, just opposite the National Stadium. So we want people to come out. There will be seating, as is traditional, at the Picketty Crop Finals. For you, you have your vending, all of the things you've grown accustomed to at the National Stadium and Kensington Oval are in place at the National Botanical Gardens. But we also have something exciting in store. Along with the competition, we have 4 former monarchs on stage. A very nostalgic moment for us as part of the 50th anniversary celebration.
Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard. Coverage begins on VOB 92.9 FM at 8 p.m. The Barbados Workers Union says they're still working to resolve the matter involving 10 workers of a West Coast hotel. The 10 women were made redundant by the hotel after they refused to agree to new working conditions and were instead offered severance pay. In the Weekend Nation, the workers said they felt let down by the hotel, the Labour Department, and the union handling the matter. Communications and Information Manager of the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, said while they understand the distress of the workers, they are continuing efforts to resolve the matter with the National Insurance and Social Security Service.
From the outset, the Barbados Workers Union represented and assisted the affected employees. We engaged with Coral Reef Hotel to secure severance payment. Now, after that, the hotel then indicated that they were unable to pay because they were in financial difficulties and they had to apply to the NIS for assistance. Now, obviously, we were skeptical about that. And while it seemed questionable and wondering why the hotel can't pay, there's a process for it. So they applied to NIS and NIS would have conducted their due diligence and NIS validated their claim. Regardless of how we feel, so there's a process for how that goes through, and that's where it is now. We actively followed up with both the company and the NIS to ensure that the progress is going well, so it's at the process of where those payments are being processed by the NIS.
Mr. Jones says while the workers await a settlement from the National Insurance, the union has been working to assist them.
We have been trying to work through other ways to help the former employees as well. We work to provide reference letters for displaced employees to help them find new jobs. And the progress in the severance process has been indicated by recent correspondence from the NIS to some workers saying that the process has started. So while we are hopeful that the payments will come out soon from the NAS. We are trying and doing the best that we can, but the reality of the situation is that while we fought and won the battle for their severance payments, it is at the NAS to pay out. We don't believe that there will be no payment. We are just hoping that the NAS's process come through as speedy as possible.
Barbados Workers Union Communications and Information Manager, Shane Jones. Health authorities have confirmed an outbreak of dengue fever in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, 3 years after the last outbreak claimed at least 7 lives, most of them children. Recapping the headlines, Bruce Lee Almighty and the Noise Boys, 2024 winners of the Starcom Flow People's Monarch competition in association with the NCF, National Cultural Foundation taking the top prize of $15,000. Tion Hernandez was the runner-up, and she will collect a check for $4,000. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. A reminder not to miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.